It's time to beat Bernie.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters.
You think you can beat Bernie?
Good luck.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Bobby is a transportation director for some school district, maybe in Corning, New Jersey. Bobby, good morning. How are you, brother?
Good morning, Sid. How are you?
How's New Jersey
Doing these days? Yeah, I'm calling from the Garden. Was once the Garden State, now the lockdown state. So if I beat Bernie, I'm taking $100 and I'm going right to a restaurant without a mask and ordering a big dinner.
That's what I'm talking about. Maybe Phil Murphy will be there. You can kick his ass. I'm not encouraging that, of
course. Well, then I'm leaving.
All right, Bobby. Well, I want you to win now because that $100 is going to go to good use. Are you ready to play?
I am ready.
Let's do it, Bobby. Here we go. Here's number one. Who is the son of the former Prime Minister of Canada, who is currently the Prime Minister of Canada?
Trudeau?
Yes. Father was also the Prime Minister. In 1945, Admiral William Halsey was aboard what United States Navy battleship, where the Empire of Japan signed the surrender ending World War II?
I'll say Nimitz.
Wrong, you two-legged back.
Not a bad guess, but it's incorrect. What was the federal civil rights law passed 1972 that protects people from discrimination based on sex in education programs or activities? Give me the number. Title what?
Title 4.
Wrong, you two-legged back of anthrax.
Wrong.
Prior to becoming Secretary of State, who was Lieutenant Governor of Massachusetts, United States Senator from Massachusetts, and ran for president in 2004, lost to Bush, as a Democrat? You should know this. Come on.
Frank. Kennedy.
Who?
Wrong, you two-legged back of anthrax.
In 1945, John Kerry, in 1945, scientists in what U.S. state witnessed the deterioration of the world's first atomic bomb? Detonation. Where was it?
And you're looking for a state?
Yeah, what state? The detonation of the first...
Arizona.
Wrong, you two-legged back of anthrax.
All right. These were hard, though. I don't think Bernie's going to do well today.
I think Bernie will get one wrong.
You don't have to make an excuse. I only do transportation. I'm not a teacher. So
Do you have a public school education?
Ask me a bus question.
Oh, these were tough. I don't think Bernie's going to fare all that well today, though. Let's see what happens. Bobby, hang on hold. Bobby got one right. Bernie needs two right to win today's game.
The first one was easy. But we'll see.
Well, he got that one right.
He did. That's what I said.
After that, and the fourth one was very easy. Very
yes,
easy.
Yes, I can't believe
surprised you didn't get that. All right, Bernie, two right. You win today's game. Okay, just two.
All right.
Here we go. Who was the son of the former Prime Minister of Canada, who was currently the Prime Minister of Canada?
This just in. His name is Justin. Trudeau.
In 1945, Admiral William Halsey was aboard what United States Navy battleship with the Empire of Japan signed the surrender ending World War II? What battleship was that?
Oh, that would be, it was named after the state of Missouri.
Correct. What was the federal civil rights law passed in 1972 that protects people from discrimination based on sex in education programs or activities? What title number?
What title number?
Yes.
What title number?
Yes, title what?
Title 9.
Yes. Prior to becoming Secretary of State, who was Lieutenant Governor of Massachusetts, United States Senator from Massachusetts, and then ran for President in 2004 as a Democrat and lost to Bush?
That was a deflated football face himself, John Kerry.
Correct. And in your attempt to go perfect today, in 1945, scientists in what U.S. state witnessed the detonation of the world's first atomic bomb? What state was that?
That was the I-Man's second home, New Mexico.
Yes. Too easy for Bernie today. He goes 5-for-5, beats Bobby by a final score of 5-1. Bobby, say hello to Bernard.
Hello, Bobby.
Hey, Bernie, how are you? I entered my office. I'm much better in the car. I'm smarter in my car. I never should have left my car this morning.
Yeah, environment plays into it a lot. You're right. Have you ever been to Los Alamos, by the way?
I have not.
I have a place
I'm
there.
In Jersey.
Let me know if you if you ever go. Where are you in Jersey?
I work in Kearney. I'm from Hillsdale. I work in the Kearney school system.
Oh, okay. You guys open?
About 4 weeks ago, believe it or not.
Oh, so it was a,
exactly.
It was a full year you were closed then.
Exactly. I wanted to win the $100. I told Sid I was going to go to a restaurant with my mask off in there, which was the Garden State, is now the Lockdown State, and have a big meal.
Yeah, so. and he still will not allow people indoors not to wear masks. He's like the last. He's the last holdout. This guy. He's like the Japanese soldier, you know, in the early 1950s in a jungle somewhere, not aware that the Japanese surrendered on the USS Missouri years earlier, still fighting the war.
You just complimented him.
Yeah, Governor Murphy himself. What did he say yesterday? He said something about the vaccines. I can't remember. Something really, really stupid. He said, how are you going
to
know who's vaccinated and who's not vaccinated? That's what he said. That's his reasoning for not allowing no masks indoors. And as I said before, who cares? Who cares? The vaccine is available to everybody. If you want it, get it, and fine, then you're safe. So don't worry about who's wearing or not wearing a mask. If you don't get it, well, then that's up to you. That's your choice, your decision. Then you can't force anybody else to wear a mask. I mean, you take the chances. That's the way it is. The pandemic is over. Let's move on to the next stage, which is summertime, having a good time. Anyway, listen, Bobby, thanks for the call.
No problem.
And good luck next time, man.
Thank you.
All right, nice effort, Bobby. We'll close out today's show the way we do each and every weekday. It's going very well for us. You guys are great. You guys are really good with these segments. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. Any topic you want on the table, we do not discriminate. Unlike everybody else on the Bernie and Sid Show. We'll come back and wrap things up. It's been a great Tuesday show with you folks. Your chance to talk to Bernie and Sid is next.
Beat Bernie. Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters on 77 WABC.